If you have complex PTSD and someone asks you, how do you feel right now? Or what do you need? And your brain literally short circuits. I have no idea. That's alexithymia. We have difficulty identifying, naming, and even expressing emotions. We might feel something, a tightness in our chest, a lump in our throat, even stomach pain, and not know what it means or what emotion it's connected to. And if you can't really name it, it's hard to communicate that to other people and even yourself. So where does it come from? In people with autism, alexithymia is often a neurological baseline trait. It's about how the brain processes interoception, those internal signs and cues from the body. But in complex PTSD, we were taught not to trust or notice our emotions. It wasn't safe to do so. You were minimized, dismissed, gaslit even, told you don't actually feel that way. Stop that, you're being dramatic. And when that's done on repeat over time, you disconnect from your inner world because it wasn't safe to feel. Why this is so common in complex PTSD is because healthy development requires emotional attunement. This is a parent that mirrors your emotions back to you, who co-regulates with you when you're upset. This is how kids learn, oh, this is sadness, this is anger, and this is what I can do when I feel it. But in a narcissistic or abusive family, that attunement is missing altogether. As I said before, we're minimized, dismissed, gaslit. We're told our feelings are wrong or don't exist at all. So not only do you miss out on learning to recognize your emotions, you learn not to trust yourself. Then your own emotions and body can become the threat, which is what the original video this comment was from was about. The good news is alexithymia is very treatable. The way through, safe relationships, therapy, and skills that retrain your brain to connect with your emotions. For me, DBT emotion regulation skills were huge. My therapist gave me an exercise, write down a situation, the emotion that you're feeling, where you feel it in your body. I remember thinking, oh my God, does she think that I'm not emotionally intelligent? I was kind of offended. But as soon as I did the exercise, I realized very quickly, I can identify happy, anxious, but the rest is all bad. Shut it down, disconnect immediately. But slowly over time with practice, I built an entire primary and secondary emotional vocabulary. Tools like the emotional wheel, journaling, even pausing to ask yourself, how do I really feel right now? Over time, you'll learn to trust those cues. For us, alexithymia happened because we were never taught to feel safely, but we can relearn this. This video pairs really well with the one I did just the other day on learning to trust ourselves again. It's around healing those three core wounds that the scapegoat or people with CPTSD have. It has trust-building exercises in it, and I use them every single day. Because at the end of the day, reconnecting with your emotions is really about building trust with your inner world.